Thank you for listening to this message preached at Life Changes Church in Cape Town, South Africa. Our prayer is that as you listen to this inspiring message, your life will be transformed to love Jesus more passionately and equipped to do His will more fervently.
Hi, going to Namibia, I didn't really know what I had to offer, and I didn't really know what God had in store for me, but it's just incredible to see, like, going there, not knowing what you have in your hands, and then God just revealing it, and we served them, but it felt like they served more, us more.
Morning, church. 19 hours in a car with five incredible people. I promise you, if I could change this whole church into a car for 19 hours, I promise you guys, you would want to go back in the time where the followers followed Jesus. And I could understand why. Just being encouraged by Gabriel. Wow. Gabe, I want to give you honor this morning to have been going with you in the car for 19 hours and learning so much from him. The trip to Namibia was absolutely amazing. God chose 14 people. We didn't choose to go. God chose us. From the youngest of 14 till the oldest. And I'm not lying, church. Everybody brought something to the party. We were thrown into situations which were so uncomfortable. We had tears of things that we had to do. We had laughter about things we had to do. And every time just God came through so faithfully, teaching us that each and everyone sitting here has got the seed of missionary. And I encourage each and every one of you to please, please, whenever there's a missionary coming up again, do not say like Moses did, but Lord, I cannot speak. God says in Exodus 4, I put the words in your mouth. I make your tongue speak. So please, church, next time when there's a missionary, ask God to place it on your heart. You will contribute. I promise you. We felt like 14 disciples when we arrived and when we left. Thank you for giving us the opportunity, those who sponsored. Thank you.
Yeah, it's just awesome to be back. And we sat here, Caroline and I, on the first day that Gabe announced this Namibian trip. There we go. And it looked so cool. We didn't see any of that, by the way. That's what I expected to see, but we didn't get close. And we listened to him. The first time I heard it, something stirred in my heart. And it's always stirred in my heart to go out on a missionary trip. And we just have never had the opportunity. And this time, I just left it, and I knew it was not possible with work, with Caroline's commitments, my commitments. There's just no way it was possible. And as we went on, so the announcements came, the announcements went on. And one day we stood there, and I just heard the Holy Spirit say, Ron, why not? And I didn't waste time. I didn't look again. I didn't think. I didn't even look at the calendar. I just came up to Gabe, and I said, Gabe, we're going. I didn't know how. I didn't know what we could do. There's no, we couldn't do it. And I must say that every single person here, I ask, as Louise just said, don't look at yourself at the next opportunity, no matter what it is, and say, well, I can't really make it because this and that. But just look at that one thing, Lord. Why can't I make it? And then step into it. Because as you take that first step, God opens it up for the next. We've been hugely blessed.
It was an amazing trip, and like Louise and Ron said, we just learned all the way for 10 days. People just poured love out on us, everyone, wherever we went. And the last Sunday, I was there. There's two services there on Sunday morning, one at 9 and one at 10:30. And at the 9 o'clock one, I had a very strong verse put on my heart. If you speak in tongues of men or angels, but have no love, you are like a resounding gong gong. And that was strong in my heart, and I kept this very, for me, that's my verse. And at the 10:30 meeting, Falco, who is the pastor of a church, I was praising, and I felt a presence next to me, and I looked at it, and it was him next to me. He opened his Bible, and he said, can you read this for me, please? Oh, well, what the chance. 1 Corinthians 13. And then I was on our way back. I realized that actually makes things very complicated, but it's very simple. It's a story of love between our Creator and us. And that's all we have to do, is to first love, and then the rest will come. And that's the whole story that I learned, and that was put deep in my heart again.
For regular updates and more information about Life Changes Church, please visit our website, www.lifechanges.org.za. The Lord bless you.